I recorded the Musar today, but I guess today the Musar has to be recorded. Well, Kvar Hifling beside Zab, we're on Peri Gimel Yutes in the middle, towards two thirds down. Kvar Hifling beside Zab, Gor Reb Chaim Bebelozhin Betaisis Maaser Rav. In the addition to the Sefer Maaser Rav, which is about the Gon, Ba'amir Kol Tzvi Loi Semi Oidi, Hayisinaisin Ba'adin Echad, Mechudish Min HaGemara. All my tefillahs I would give away for one din mechudesh in the Gemara. Wow. Rambam, Eina ma'isim ha'tayvim nechnasim nechasim hanitnim l'mekel chomemke v'chalipim. You can't exchange your good deeds. Avol pasach b'moshul piv. He wasn't saying he could exchange it. You can't exchange your davening for anything. What he was trying to say is, sheyeda chacham limser nafshay le'ion halacha lebira dimin haGemara shezu avoda yisar huva lefan of Yisbarach. The avoda that the Rebbeinu Shlom loves the most is somebody who learns with a mesiris nefesh to figure out pshat. Zu ma'ila yisar emeimim in atfila. This is a higher madrega than tefila. Keisha amru shabbos yoram aralof. When it says there manichin chayaylam ve'iske b'chayisha, Torah is called chayaylam and tefila is called chayisha. Yes.
There's a Gemara that even I know, which is that Rabbi Yochanan said Halavaya should be able to daven all day.
Yeah, I know. But that doesn't mean you should. That's because the question there is, how many times a person can daven? I don't think he was saying that davening over Torah. I don't think so. I don't think so, again. I'm sure people say pshat there, but I don't think so. Okay, there is a tight, there's a rush in Parshas Kisavai, the Rosh Al-Atayra, says that really we shouldn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is something that's for next world. But since afterwards the Rabbeinu Shem is going to give a shir, and we won't know what he's talking about, so there's a mitzvah to learn now, so we should be prepared for the shir of the Rabbeinu Shlalom that we'll be hearing at a different point in, I don't want to say in life, but a different point in our existence. So therefore, the Rosh says the whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Torah. That the Rosh will be prepared for the Rabbeinu Shlom Shir when he teaches us Torah. Anyway, weiter. The Amar v'Amru b'Menachas Yitchesem al Aleph. Amar of Rebbe. K'shalachti l'matzais midoisai. When I went to, how did you say matzais?
Drain my measures.
Drain my measures means to correct his midas, Eitur Ablaizer Ben Shemua. Matsasi Yosef Ababli Yosef Lefanov. I found Yosef Ababli sitting. Vaychavim Levi Yosef Laachas. And he was beloved to his rep, to Ablaizer Ben Shemua, Ad Laachas, as.
Until he mentioned one halacha.
Amalai Rebbe, Hashaychel Hazevach, Leniach Midamar Lamachar. If somebody shechts Hazevach, and he didn't have in mind to offer it tomorrow, which would be pigle, but he would leave the blood tomorrow. Then he went and asked a question about mincha. Amaloi kasher, el shab liyazer paiso. Tzabu panam shoyev Yosef Ababli. The face of Yosef Ababli lit up when he heard that Rabbi Liyazer pasels. Yosef Ababli said, I always heard somebody said puzzle, I never figured out who it was. Now that you told me Rabbi Eliezer says puzzle, you have returned to me my lost item because I didn't remember who said it. Zogu einav Shrablazim and Shemua demai. Shrablazim and Shemua started crying. Amar, Ashreichem tamidich hachamim, shedir v'tayrech avivim aleichem b'yaiser. The song. This is where the song comes from. He said, fortunate are you, Tamid HaChachamim, that Torah is so beloved to you. Kara Olav HaMikra Zeh, Mohavti Torah Secha, Kol HaYoyim Yisikhasi, all day, this is what I talk about. Divrei Chazal, Kishemen HaTayv Yared LaTzamas, it's like good oil on the bones. LaHalib HaLvava is to inflame, to ignite the hearts. LaHavas HaTayra, L'Shasheya, and to delve in, al ziv chemdasa, on the beauty, on the shine of its bask in the glow of the light. Bask in the glow of the light. he was like this, he couldn't get over the fact that he didn't remember one halacha. How delighted he was that he got his Aveda back. Okay, we'll continue Mech Hashem on Monday morning. We are already being recorded, so I don't have to return the recording. Today's recording will include some Musar. It's okay. So we're at the second line from the top of Mem Amud Beis. And yesterday's Gemara, we tried to figure out the source that Metzora needs tar. We tried to derive, by Levium it says, Beferish Aviu Tar Akol Besaram. By Nazir it says, Tar Layava Arashat Malais. So, in both cases, the Torah specified tar. Metzora doesn't say tar. So we wanted to learn it out from Levium. We said you can't compare it. Levium needs Nufa. We wanted to learn it out from Nazir. We said Nazir needs Lechem and his Korbanos. We wanted to learn it out from the common denominator of the two. And we said we can't because Messiah has the leniency of having a carbon brought for poor people. That was the discussion that we had yesterday. So at the end of the day, we had no source of Messiah. The Gemara leaves it at that. We'll come back to it. But the Gemara leaves it at that. Now the Gemara has a problem. Because back on Lamatessa Med Aleph, the Gemara started saying, by Nazir, how do I know that Nazir needs tar? And in the last line on Lamatessa Amid Beis, it said, Lamdai me Metzaira Yevsher. You can't learn Nazir from Metzaira because Metzaira is stricter. That's what the Gemara said. That means that the Gemara at that point said, how do I know that Nazir needs tar at the end? Right. We can't learn it from Metzaira because Metzaira is stricter. So we learn it out from the Pasuk, Tar lo yava reisha ad malois. That indicates that at malois you do tar. That means the Gemara at one point didn't know that drasha and thought I would be able to derive Nazir from Metzaira. And it said I can't. But that assumes I know Metzaira and I want to derive Nazir. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara is looking for the halacha by Nazir. And the Gemara entertains, maybe we should derive Nazir from Metzaira. And the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Metzaira is more strict. So the Gemara said, I have a pasuk by Nazir. Ad malais, tar layav arashi. Ad malais, but at malais, use tar. But the Gemara entertained the Havamina that I would derive Nazir from Metzaira, which the Gemara rejected. But to have that Havamina, you have to know Metzaira. If you don't know Metzaira, you can't derive Nazir from Metzaira. So at that point, the Gemara makes it sound, we know Metzaira, we're looking for Nazir. Later on, the Gemara says, we know Nazir, but where do we know Metzaira? We don't even know where we know Metzaira at the end of the day. Again, Mamadashah. The Gemara approach was, we know Metzaira, how do we know Nazir? We can't learn Nazir from Metzaira, but Metzaira was a given. Later on, the Gemara says, we know Nazir, we know Levium, but how do you know Metzaira? And then the Gemara tries to derive it and says, we don't know. At the end of the day, the Gemara left it.
What was the strictest there? Because we cut all the hair?
Who, by Metzaira?
Yeah.
But the strictness of Metzaira was that he has to, Taglachas Kosar Gufa, correct. Correct. So Amalei Rabba by Meshar Shele Rabba. Hai Tana, Mikara Amar, Lelam de Metzaira Yavshar, Shein Dwanen Kal Mechaymer Lohach Marala. At the beginning he said, we can't learn it from Metzaira, because Metzaira is more severe. Bahadur Amar, Nail of Medina, then he wants to learn out Metzaira from Nazir, or Metzaira from a combination Nazir and Levium, or Medina Nami Layalov. And at the end of the day, we can't because we had a kasha. So make up your mind. Did we know Metzaira? Did we not know Metzaira? You can't learn Nazir from Metzaira if you don't know Metzaira, and it means the Tana knew Metzaira, then at the end he says he doesn't know Metzaira. Zog Rush. In my Rush, it's the second one on the page. I don't know by anybody else. Tana mikare amar lalamdim mitzayru yavshar. Alma mekama de pshitalei de nazir bo yitar. Before he knew nazir, pshitalei be mitzayru, he knew by mitzayru. Uboy lamela of nazir me mitzayru. And he wanted to learn nazir from mitzayru. V'hadaram anel of Medina. Then he said, learned out from by Mitzayra from Nazir, Medina Gufa Lekayimle. And at the end of the day, he didn't even know it. So here we have one brisa that says Lalamdim Mitzayra Yevsher, right? And then later on, we try to learn Mitzayra, and we get stuck. Now, I'm not sure why the Gemara says Hai Tana. It makes it sound like it's the same Tana. Hai Tana. Because it's not necessarily the same Tana. It might be two Tanoim. But I think what the Gemara is saying is, how did the first Tana know it, and the second Tana not even know it at the end? Because at the end of the day, it's not going to be the same Tana. So I don't know why the Gemara assumes Hai Tana mi Kara Amar. I mean, the first one was a Mishnah, right? Right. First one was, it was a Braisa. It was a Braisa. But that was one Braisa. And then the other one was a Mishnah, Shleisha Megalchim Taglach the Mitzvah. And then the Gemara went through and didn't figure it out. So I'm not sure Hai Tana, what that Hai Tana means. I know. That's the Tana that didn't know Mitzvah, right? That knew Mitzvah. I know that. That's not my question. My question is, who says, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not. The Gemara is going to answer, one Bryce is going this way and one's going the other way. So I don't know why he assumed at the beginning that it's the same. I don't know if he did or just saying our Gemara. I'm not sure what he means by the word Hai Tana. It can be two different Tanoim, which is what the Gemara is going to answer. And for the Gemara. Amalei, so Rava answered Rava by Misharshia. There are two Ravas here. There's Rava by Misharshia that questioned Rava, and Rava's answering him. Ahu alibad Rabbanon, hu alibad Rabbi Eliezer. That which we know Mitzayra comes from the Rabbanon Shita. That which we don't know Mitzayra, and we're looking for a source of Mitzayra, comes from Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Now, we don't know what Rabbanon and what Rabbi Eliezer we're talking about. So we now are going to leave Nazir for a second, and Mitzayra for a second. And we're going to go into the lav of cutting off a beard. Says upas karam lo yigalechu. That's one pasuk. The other pasuk says lo yisashches es pas de kanecha. So one pasuk stresses the word galechu, which means the way you take a shave, and one pasuk stresses the word sashches, which means destroy all the way down to the, I don't know what you want to call it, the cheek, the what? Who?
The skin, right.
So, how do we reconcile those two psukim? Nothing to do with Nazir, nothing to do with Mitzayra as of yet. The Tanakh. Ve'ein echayev, aishel ketenu betar. A person is not chayev for destroying his beard, for over the lav of Lisashkos as pasta kanecha and pasta karam leigalechu, unless he uses a razor. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, afilu liktem and malakeit, he uses a tweezer. Berhitni is a plane. It's a tool that you usually make wood straight. And a guy uses it to cut his beard. Chayev. That's a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon, in the lav, or lavin, I should say, of cutting a beard. Cutting off a beard. One says you need a tar, and one says any close cut, even not a tar, and that's a tweezer which takes out the hair, or a rehitni that gets all the way down to the skin, is chayav. My time at the Rabbanon. Why did the Rabbanon limit it to tar? The Tanya. Skanoi ma Talmud leimar. There's two psukim. One is written by Kayan, and one is written by Yisrael. By Kayan it says, upas skanam lo yigalechu. And by Yisrael, it says, Leisashchus is pas de kanecha. So the Braisa asks, Skanai ma Talmud Leimar, which is the pasuk. That's a different thing. By Mitzayra. By Mitzayra, it says, and I'm going to read the pasuk, V'hoyim yayim hashvi, yigalach es kol sarai, es reishai, v'eskanai, v'eskabes einai, v'eskol sarai yigalayach. What is Skanoi teaching me? It says, Igalik is kol sarai. I know kol sarai means right side. Skanoi, gabasenov. So what is Skarai teaching me? Now, what is Raishai teaching me? We'll get to later. But at this point, we want to know what is Skarai teaching me. Pishinema upas Skarai moigalechu. Pasik says you're not allowed to cut off your beard. Yachalav Mitzayra Kate. I would think Mitzayra also can't cut off his beard, even though the Torah said to cut off his hair, but he's not allowed to cut off his beard. It's a law in the Torah. The Torah made the Mitzayra cut off the hair, maybe only the legal hair, not the hair that's illegal to cut off. Talmud Lomer Skarai. No, he has to cut off his beard. That's what we learned now from the word Skarai, that a Mitzayra is allowed to be over the law. That the Torah said a Mitzayra does not have the law. He has to do it even though nobody else is allowed to do it. That's what the Pasuk taught me. Now, Umanolam de Matar. How do I know that that means the Mitzayra has to have a tar? Because the Tanya. Now let's go back. If the Torah had to, let me explain this. If the Torah had to allow a Mitzayra to cut off his beard, that means what he's doing is a violation of cutting off the beard. If you learn that the violation only is by tar, that means the Torah is saying a Mitzayra has to use tar. Again, if the Torah is saying you Mitzayra violate the halacha of cutting off a beard, that means what he's doing is a violation. Now, what is the violation of cutting off a beard for a non-Mitzayra? If you learn, like Drabanan, which we will see in a minute, that the only violation of cutting off a beard is with a razor, that means the Torah is saying a Mitzayra violate that halacha and cut your beard with a razor. Because if the Torah meant cut it anyway, why are you doing, why is it a violation? But if you learn that it's a violation even with a non-razor, then you have no raya that Mitzayra is with a razor. That's the point. If Skarai is teaching me that a Mitzayra can violate the Yisra of cutting a beard, that means the requirement of Mitzayra's cutting the beard is a violation of the Yisra of cutting a beard. What is the Yisra of cutting a beard? So according to the Mandavan, it says it's only tar. That means the Pasuk is saying a Mitzayra has to cut it off with a tar. That's a source that a Mitzayra needs tar. But according to the Mandavan, it says even a tweezer, so then you have no source that a Mitzayra does it with a tar. Because then maybe he's doing it with a tweezer. That's HaRabbanan, HaRablazer. The Rabbanan who say it's only Bitar. And the Torah came along and said, Mr. Mitzayra, violate the Yisra of cutting the beard. And Rabbanan sheet is that cutting a beard is only a violation with a tar. So therefore, obviously, the Torah wants a Mitzayra to do it with a tar. But if you learn that a Mitzayra that the Yisra of cutting a beard is even with a tweezer, so maybe the mitzvah of the Mitzayra is to cut his beard with a tweezer. So you don't have a source for Mitzayra. So the Braisa that said, we know Mitzayra, and we want to learn Nazir from Mitzayra, is going like Drabanan, who know Mitzayra from the fact that the Torah said, violate the Yisra of cutting the beard. And the Braisa that says, we don't know Mitzayra, is going like Rabbi Eliezer, who says you can violate the Yisra of cutting a beard even without a tar. So therefore, obviously, the Torah didn't know Mitzayra. That's what the Gemara is answering. Let's again, let's read it inside. I'm going all the way back. Who will leave it to Rabbanan? That which says we know Mitzayra is like Rabbanan. Oh, leave it to Rabbanan. It's not. One is not chayiv for destroying his beard unless he uses a razor. Rabbi Eliezer, I am having a licked him in Malacca to hit the chayiv. Even if he uses a tweezer or a plane, he's chayiv. My Tanai, Rabbanan. So how did Rabbanan know Mitzayra needs a tar? The Tanya. Why did the Torah say by Mitzayra that you have to cut your beard? Why would I think not? It's just called Sarai. I would think the Mitzayra can cut all his hair, but he can't cut his beard. It's a lav. Talmud Leimer, Skarai. How do I know the Yisra is only Bitar? How did Rabbanan know that? The Tanya. One pasuk says, that's written by Kehanim, right? They should not do a giluach, which means any way of taking a shave. Maybe it means even cutting it off with scissors. That's called giluach. Maybe the Torah said a person cannot cut his beard off with a scissor. Talmud Leimer, Sashkus is pasta kanecha. Sashkus means destroy. If it's destroyed, Yagalatul Mikdai bin Malaka de Brahitin Yechayev. Tweezers and planes destroyed. Talmud Leimer Pasakarabo Yigalechu. So it says Giluach. So we have a Xavier Shava between the two. And the Xavier Shava between the two says you pass one to the other. So it's as if it said Giluach and Ashkasa by both Yisrael and by Kehadim. So what does that mean, Giluach and Ashkasa? Must be Kakezat, Giluach Shiyesh by Ashkasa. It has to be regular and be a way of hashkasa getting close to the skin. A tweezer is not the regular way to shave. A plane is not the regular way to shave. A scissor is not hashkasa. Aviyamer is a tar. That's tar. That's, so therefore, once I know that the isser is only tar, we're going to get trouble yes later on, but once I know that the isser is only tar, so then I know that Mitzayra has to use tar, because if not, why did the tar write skunite? Yes, doctor.
Just an observation. Number one, we have three levels of hair cutting. We have a razor, which is the level of the skin, with a scissors, which has to have enough space for the lower plate to pass through, so it's above the skin. And then you have a tweezer, which pulls the hair out of the follicle under the skin. But no one's mentioned
yet.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Isn't tweezers actually destroyed or pulls out by the
root? It does, but it's not a way of taking a haircut. It's not normal.
It's not a normal way, but...
So it says giluach, and it says hashchasa. So tweezer is hashchasa, but it's not giluach.
Yeah, both.
That's what we're learning out. One pasuk says giluach, and one pasuk says hashchasa. So we need both. And the only thing that does both is tar. This, by the way, brings up the shaila, what kind of shaver you can use or not use, what is considered tar, what is not considered tar, single blade, double blade, all those things. But that's giluach, and the question is, what's hashchas? So every pice that you ask, well, half the pice will tell you, don't ask me, and the other half who will paskin have different opinions of what is giluach and hashchas.
All the electric braces, you're okay.
What?
Even in electric braces.
Again, I'm one of those that say, go ask somebody else. I know Rabbi Heinemann used to test shavers by putting ink on his skin and running the shaver over it. If it took off the skin, he said it's no good. The ink, which by the way, it did a lot of times. It's amazing. You just draw a line of ink, and you run the shaver on it, and the ink's gone. He acid it. And if it didn't take off the ink, he let it use. And that was 40 years ago when I was in Baltimore. That's how he used to test shavers. He used to tell the guy to bring the shaver, to take a pen, write on his skin, run the shaver over it, and if it took it off, he said, you can't use it. I know. What? Okay, so that's a bigger chumrah. That's a lot more than taking the ink, not taking the ink off. Again, half the paiskim will tell you, ask somebody else, and the other half of paiskim will give you 40 different answers. Yes?
Actually take the ink off. An electric razor is a scissor. You have a screen with holes. Air goes through. Oh, there is something which cuts off at the hole, which means that the length of the hair left has to be the width of the
coil. Okay, I will only say the following thing, and I'll say it one more time, that I don't paskin the shaila, so I don't care what anybody says. When somebody asks me, and I've been asked many a time, I say, go call somebody else. I don't know. Because you're dealing, I'll be honest, a lot of halacha shaylos is scary. We deal with chayvei mitzvos besen, we deal with chayvei kriyos, we deal with all kinds of things as a paisek. This is five lavim. So you would think it's not as strict as karas and mitzvos besen, probably not, but it is five lavim in the Torah. And since I really don't know the getter, I don't know. It's only I can say what I heard, and I heard different things from different paisek, and therefore I can tell you what other paisek say, but I can't tell you myself what I think. I don't know the halacha well enough, so I just... That goes somebody else. Go with somebody else. No, Zuckerash. Zuckerash. Libid Rabbanon. Raisa do El. The Pshita Lay. Tar. Bimitsaira. Rabbanon. It's going like Rabbanon because of the fire is for us. That which the Braisa tried to learn that Mitzayra from Nazir and didn't work, Rabbi Ezri, did not. This is learned by the halacha of destroying your beard in a Sephardis Makas. The Melakate Kli Umnus Shekirim Plain Shemachlikim Behem Hatrisin. I always thought that that's the translation of Rehitni. So I don't know why he says it on Melakate. I always thought that that's Rehitni is what you use to smooth out the boards. I don't know. My time in Rabbanan Baha, claim my Katsimi no Yadina to Rabbanan Galuach Mitzayra Bitar. How do I know that according to the Rabbanan Yadinitar? The Tanya, Skonle Matam with Loimer. The Mitzayra Xiv, the Gilach, Eskol Sari Yigaleach, or the Gilach Eskol Sari, that's Skonle. The Kiva the Siv Kol Sari, Lama Hutsuk Lifrit Skonle, why did it have to say beard? Pishan Amar, Now, I just want to say that it's a Zerich Shavar of one to the other, so it really doesn't make a difference, Kahanim and Yisrael. Shinema, right? Yogalach Kayim and Zerichate, where you got him, Skonai. Talmud Leimer Skonai. Skonai. The Asi Asay the Mitzaira. The Doka Lois Yigalechu. The Asay the Gdashim Yil. So the Torah is revealing to me that the Asay of Mitzaira pushes away the love of cutting the beard, and the Asay of Kedoshim Yil, Kahanim have an assay not to cut off their beard with Paskanim Legalechu. Kedoshim Yil is going on the Asurim that were said before, one of them being Paskanim Legalechu. So the rule, usual rule is, assay can't be Daicha Loitzesa Vasei. The rule is, assay can be Daicha Loitzesa, but an assay cannot be Daicha Loitzesa Vasei. This is an exception. Even though usually we say an assay cannot push off a lav in an assay, hachadachi. Here it's an exception. It's a weaker lav in assay. The lav of cutting a beard, of satchis beard, or galechu, baska galechu, is a weaker assay because it's not universal. Why isn't it universal? Women don't have the love. And since women don't have the love, therefore, it's a weaker love, and a weaker love, and an assay, can be daicha. That's what the Gemara says, Yivam. Now, the loisas is a paskonim leigalechu, it's a love. And the assay is right afterwards, it's kedoshim yul lekeim, that everything mentioned in the psukim before has an assay of kedoshim yul. So it's a lav and an assay. But the assay can push it off, the Gemara says, because the lav and the assay are a weaker set of lav and an assay. Right. So because it's not negei a woman. Now, are you going to say it's not negei a woman because it's not possible? But had it been possible, they would have, not true, because even if a woman has a beard, she can shave it with a razor. So therefore, it doesn't apply to women. I just want to finish the rush. The Yisroch Skon Eloyim Adadecha Lav Dashkos Zokim. And since we need a pasuk to say that it can push away this lav, meklav de giluach mitzayra navein al batar, must be that you have to do mitzayra with a tar. If not, I wouldn't need skonai to be matarit. Skonai tells me that say can be daicha to loisessa, right? And I say there is no loisessa. Must be there is a loisessa. You're using a tar. Uminalui de batar chayi bepasuk and the rabbanon. The Talmud Leimer leisashkes is pasuk kanecha. Gabi Yisrael Ksiv. That's written by Yisrael in Parchus A. V'yalfinu and Kahanim Yisrael Madodi B'Pas Pas. There's a Xerish Shava handed down to Moshe and Sinai called Pas Pas. But Misparim, like Misparim Hashchasa, using scissors is not called a Hashchasa. V'ein Asar Nitumi Karay, it's not taken close to the skin. Yoho Af Malakit V'Hitni Shemashchisin Azakim Yikara, they do take it from the skin. Period. Yes, doctor.
There's two things which are common. One, girls and women with ovary disease grow sideburns on the feet, and women as they age and the testosterone starts to be more prominent than the female hormones also will grow sideburns and the goatee.
And they can use
razors.
Not again. Right.
What is Murti Ruach referred to? It's referring to using a tire?
Giluach means regular way of taking a haircut.
What is that regular way?
Scissors. And tar. Tar has two properties. It's regular and it's hashchasa.
That's the iser part.
Again, tar does two things before I know anything. A tar does giluach because it's a regular way of shaving a beard, and it also does hashchasa.
And that would be...
Again.
Okay.
I'm just saying a fact.
All right.
Malakit and Ritni do one of the two. They do Ashkasa. They're not the regular way of shaving a beard. Scissors is the other one of the two. It does Giluach, but it's not Ashkasa. The Torah banned only a Giluach that's Ashkasa.
And I still don't know what it is. What it's using what implement?
The only implement that does both is a tar.
Okay, and... The cream that you put on your face.
What?
The cream that they put on their face.
Right.
What about that?
It's not derech giluach. You're not cutting your hair off.
So that's mutter?
Yes. Okay. Smells disgusting. At least when Bokram and I had in the dorm, it used to be machmer to shave with that cream, I knew to stay away from where they're doing it because it smelled disgusting. Really, they smell disgusting. What?
Like a rotten egg.
Like a rotten egg, exactly. I mean, again, it's been a long time, but there was a very bad smell. For the few Bochum that were machmer, they didn't use shavers.
Those are they also use a knife or something? Or something?
No. No.
It just takes it off chemically?
Yes.
And that's all they're
doing? That's right.
Oh, I thought they also...
No, that's called a razor.
No, they use a dull knife or something, too.
I know. They use a stick?
Yeah,
oh, okay, good. I didn't know that. See, I didn't even know that. I didn't stick around long enough to watch. I never shaved. So I don't know how people shave. I can't tell you how people shave. But all I know is I stayed away, so that's all I know.
What you're saying is that the quality of definitional shaving as well as a is a definitional category rather than a optional, non-essential category. But there's no reason you couldn't use a bladed tool to take off hair after a...
after it's out, yeah.
Yeah, because exactly.
Then you're not taking it out of your hair.
At the level of the follicle,
yes.
Like a tweezer.
Doug the Gemara writer. Fred the Gemara. Now the Gemara's going to have a double question, and then the Gemara's going to give the answer, so patience. Frag to Gemara, Mimai. Duma loyalam afilu likta bimalaka to berit inami mister covet. Maybe a Mitzayra can do it with a tweezer or a plane. Because, and he's not violating anything. And he's doing it without violation. Vaha kasi lashmina, that's what the Mitzayra is machayev ala. Maybe the Mitzayra is not saying the Mitzayra has to violate it. Maybe the Torah is saying, if the Mitzayra wants, he can violate the Yisr by using a tar. If he wants, he can do it without violating the Yisr. How do you know when the Torah said skanai, it required a violation of cutting the beard? Maybe the Torah allowed a violation of cutting the beard. So Mitzayra, you have two options. You can use a tweezer and not violate. We'll allow you to use a razor and violate. How do you know the Torah is insisting on a razor by Mitzayra? Maybe the Torah is allowing a razor by Mitzayra. Like, the whole proof was, since the Torah wrote Sukarnai, must be the Torah is insisting on a razor. Because the Torah said you're violating the Yisr. Well, maybe the Torah is not saying you have to violate the Yisr. Maybe the Torah allowed a Mitzayra to violate the Yisr. If he wants to, he can. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. He can be yoytzer to the Mitzvah by using a tweezer. That's the Gemara's gotcha. And for the Gemara Amri, the Gemara is going to say, I don't need a pasuk if that's what it means. Because Esau Kedaitach, now the first Gemara's parrots, the Rishonim speak out, is not the Iker Teretz of the Gemara. The second Teretz is the Iker Teretz of the Gemara. But let's learn the first Teretz. But first, let's understand the question. The question the Gemara asks is, yes, the Kanite says a Mitzrayer can cut his hair off, beard off with a tar. But the Torah didn't say he has to. The Torah said he's allowed to. We're trying to prove that he has to use a tar. I don't see that in the pasuk. I just see an allowance. I don't see a requirement. So now the Gemara is going to give two answers. The first answer is the more difficult one. The second answer is a straight law. Zok the Gemara. Amri, I will tell you. If you tell me Mitzrayer is not required to use a tar, he's allowed to. Lishta kromine. The Torah should keep quiet and not say zkanai. Why? And I would say, ma gabi nazir di isura ka'avid. And again, I'm going to ask for patience here because everybody's going to jump on me in a second. Ma gabi nazir, well, being a nazir is a wrong thing. You're not supposed to become a nazir. If you ask the Kasha, Shiloh, they tell you, unless you're the person by Shimon HaTzadik, we tell the person, don't become a Nazir. A Nazir is a Chayte. Right? And still, the Torah said, you have to use a tar, which is also a violation of an Isser, because you're cutting off your payas. You're cutting off your payas. Person uses a tar on a Nazir, cuts off all the hair of his head, it's cutting off his payas. And still the Torah allowed it. Hacha de mitzvah. Here, the Mitzrayer is doing a mitzvah. Meaning, being a Mitzrayer is not such a nice thing to do. But he didn't pick to become a Mitzrayer. He didn't do an Isser in becoming a Mitzrayer. The Rebbeinu Shlom made him a Mitzrayer. He's now doing the mitzvahs of getting out of Mitzrayer. So by Nazir, we see the Torah allowed a violation of a lav in order to get the Nazir out of his Naziris. And here is the Nazir who is a Mr. quote-unquote chayte. So for sure, a Mitzrayer who did nothing wrong willingly, and he's a Mitzrayer, and he's doing the mitzvah of getting out of Tzaraas, for sure we should let him violate the law. We don't need a pasuk to allow him to violate the law. We can figure that out logically. If another's allowed to violate a law, so is a Mitzrayer. A Mitzrayer is at least doing a mitzvah while he's violating the law. The Nazir, he might be doing a mitzvah now, but he did an Isser to get himself into this position. And still the Torah let him violate the law.
The
Nazir
have to...
So therefore, why did the Torah write Skarai? Skarai matav, period. Must be that the Torah is requiring it. So the first answer to the Gemara is, for an allowance of tar, I would have figured it out for Nazir. I would have said, Nazir's allowed to use tar and violate a law. For sure, a Mitzrayer's allowed to use tar. The Sue, and this is the second error, there's a rule that Rish Lakish says, Esses only doicha lois es if there's no other option. If there's another option, Esses not doicha lois es. The rule of Esses doicha lois es is if you're stuck, if you can get out of it without violating, then don't buy it, then you have no right to be Deichel Eloises. If tar is an allowance, then why would the Torah allow it? Why would the Torah allow you to push away a lav which you could do without it? We have a rule. Esther is not Deichel Eloises unless there's no other option. Here, if you told me there's another option, then I wouldn't be allowed to use tar. Must be the Torah is requiring tar. Vesu, Esau Gedaita Kiavi B'malakit V'hitni Mitzvah Kavit. If you're going to tell me using a tweezer in a plane is a mitzvah, it's like siftar. Kirish Lakish. If you can do both, you're not allowed to be Deichel Eloises. So you can't say that the Torah wrote Skane to allow it. The Torah would never allow it if you're violating a law unless it's required. Must be, it's a requirement. So that's the main Torah. The other teretz is a logic. We're allowing a violation by an Isser. When the guy did an Isser, for sure we should allow it when the guy didn't do an Isser. You can poke holes in that, and the Rishonim ask questions, and they say, but the main teretz is the second teretz. That Esser Deichel Eloises is only when there's no other option. When there's another option, in fact, the Gemara asked Yevamos, how do we allow Yibum, Esser Deichel Eloises, by certain Lavin, I.G. can do Chalitza. And the Gemara answers, chalitza is not a mitzvah in the place of yibum. It's not an option. It's an option, but it's a lesser option. It's a default option. It's not what you're supposed to do. Whereas here, if you have an equal choice, you can use a razor or a tweezer. Why should the Torah allow you to use a razor? Why push away a lav? You don't have to. Rish Lakish's rule is, as there's only the chalitza, without any other option.
So then the Torah is innocent. How did
he become the Torah? I was very careful. That's why I was very careful. Chachamim hisharu b'divreichem. I tried to be a chachamim. I said the Mitzayra didn't choose to be a Mitzayra. The Nazir chose to be a Nazir. I said that. Even though I did see the question that the Mitzayra did a chait, and therefore how can you say the Mitzayra is not an Isser? I did see that question. And I saw an answer. Again, this was my answer, that the Nazir chose and the Mitzayra didn't choose. That's how I explained it, so I shouldn't have, I was trying to answer this question.
Why he chose the Mitzayra?
He didn't choose to be a Mitzayra. Everybody speaks Lashon and Harik becomes a Mitzayra?
Back in the day.
No, I don't think so.
Actually,
can I just finish before? Other Ishakwainim answer that the Gemara is a Gemara or Medrash that says, that if a guy lives with his wife and Anita, the kid is a Mitzayra. So that's a Mitzayra that did nothing wrong and became a Mitzayra. That's what some Akhrenim want to answer. So that Mitzayra did no Isser. He's a result of his parents' Isser. And still, he's doing it. That's the case of Mitzayra. Again, I didn't think that my answer was the other one. Yes?
I have met many people who spoke to God today. I have never met anyone who chose the other one.
That's right. That's how I played the Gemara.
No, I'm just putting it in terms of your...
I explained it that way. Nazir chose to be a Nazir, and Mitzayra didn't choose Naziris. It was a Mitzras. It was a result.
Right.
Consequence.
Consequence.
Zuck the Rush. Vidoma, the Rush, I don't know where you fellows have it. I have it up the narrow lines. Vidoma, Philo Loktiv and Malakat Ritni Mitzvah Kavit. He's allowed to do a bitar. So Muzer ba'alma b'shemashchas zaken. He usually has the love. But mitzayra le'mechayev alei. Amri. Isal kedaita kiyabim melat nihit nishaper dami. Fukral le'asem le'meimer the donkey taglachas mitzayra isashchas zaken. It's only allowing it. Now listen to me. But no, I mean a man nazir isakaved da'afilu nazir tar chaytei. Even a nazir tar has an element of chay. Because Mepharshim may come in the dorm, can they do Rishab, not the Menazim? Yes, Mepharshim, the Menazir Tambay Yalav. The Enochinami, a Nazir Tar, did not do a chait, but a Nazir Tambay did. Shigam Taglachte Betar, Rekama Bishmaitan. He also has to use a tar, but Taglachte by the Yisr. And that came through an Yisr becoming Tambay. The Loki Machayev Vagayach Rashi Betar, but Doki Lav the Hakotam. Now, the Rush throws in a line here that we're going to get to Mitzvah next week. And that is the Isser Hakafa of Payas? That's called Hakafa. The Pasuk says, like, Sakif is Pas Reichcha. Sakif, round it off. That's cutting off the Payas. If you round off the head, you're cutting off the Payas. Now, is that only when you cut off the Payas by itself, or even when you cut off all the hair of the head? That's going to be a Machloikas. This Gemara holds that the law applies even when you cut off. The Sfirlan, Hashta, we now hold, Hakafa's color rice, Shema Hakafa. Removing all the hair is still called cutting off the payas. There's a mandiyama that says the issue of cutting off the payas is if you leave the rest of the hair on your head. We don't pass it that way, but that's what mandiyama.
But Nazir does not shave his beard?
No, not at all.
Only the top of his head.
Hakha the mitzvah kabbish, ain't some issue with the glachas mitzvah. The coach gets the glachas mitzvah to take a lav that's chosen zaken. We have a gab the gabi nazir yevshu b'loy dchia who the mitzvah yevshu. In the havamina, I mean, how could you think nazir has to and mitzvah doesn't have to use a tar? The Gemara doesn't think at that point that it makes a difference. And the Gemara is saying, I would have learned it out from the Kal V'Chaymer. And the su isal kedaitach yavim and malakim b'hitni mitzvah kavod. If you could say that's good enough. Midlife Siv Tar, Kirish Lakish Klimar. Elav ikar mitzvah betar, leidoki lav dashkos tzaken. If not, then you have to do a betar, it wouldn't be pushed off. Kivin devshel kaim shneim kedu Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish's rule. The amar kol mokim shatamaita seba loitzesef. Imat yogel lekaim shneim, what if you keep both good? The lav yove esem aditcha loitzesef. Ella karkach, mid the itzvich skari loy mid the dachi. Since we need a pasuk to say you can be daicha, he evsher lekai mitzvah taglagas mitzvah relevantar. Must be that the Torah is insisting on tar. So we have half the answer to Gemara. Ha rabbanon ha rabbi Eliezer. We have the rabbanon. Rabbanon say the issue of cutting off a beard is only betar, and the Torah told the mitzvah violate an issur. Must be the Torah is insisting the mitzvah have tar. Now we didn't get to rabbi Eliezer yet, because rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold you violate the issur even with a tweezer. So therefore, he doesn't see from the fact that a mitzvah shaves the beard that it must be a tar. It could be a tweezer. So we have to see how Rabbi Eliezer knows it. That's the next piece of Gemara. Frank the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer, my taiba. At the end of the day, where does Rabbi Eliezer learn out the mitzvah is batar? We never figured it out. We tried to learn it out from Nazir. We tried to learn it out from Levium. And we left it hanging. But Rabbi Eliezer must have an answer. He didn't learn it out from Skanai, so where did he learn out that a Messiah had to cut off his hair batar? That's the question of the Gemara. Meaning this was the question that we left unanswered on the top of the Amud Beis. We said, we don't know. But the bottom line is we have to find it, because Rabbi Eliezer is a Tani, he must have had a source. So where does he know Messiah is tar? He can't use Skanai, so where does he know it from? For Ex the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, my time. Zog the Gemara, the Taga. Yalav me Raisha. He learns it out from the Pasuk of Raisha. Now, this Raisha is written by Nazir. It's written by Mitzaira. It's written by Mitzaira. Galachas kol sarai, es roishai veskanai. What is roishai coming to teach me? Why isn't that included in kol sarai? So, the Gemara answers that roishai comes to teach me that if a guy is a Mitzaira and he's a Nazir who became a Mitzaira. During the time of Tsaras, we had earlier, he's on hold. He's still a Nazir, doesn't count towards his Naziris, but it doesn't break his Naziris. Now it's time for him to cut off his hair as a Mitzaira. And one of the things he has to cut off his hair is his hair of his head. Now he's doing two Isurim, cutting off his payas. Well, maybe not, we'll see in a minute. But he's a Nazir, he's not allowed to touch his hair. He's a Nazir and a Mitzaira. This Mitzaira is a Nazir. He happens to be both. And he can't finish his Naziris until he gets rid of his Tzaraas. What?
That's the discussion of Zavana and Vayikra?
That's what the extra word Roshai is coming to teach me. That even a Mitzaira Nazir cuts off his hair for his Tzaraas. Even though he's violating the Isra Nazir.
So that's postponed. He can't postpone the
He can't count his Naziris while he's a Mitzaira.
Oh.
He's on hold. What happens is if a Nazir becomes a Mitzaira on day 20, he now is on hold till he gets rid of his Tzaraas, and then he continues his Naziris. So he has to get rid of his Tzaraas. Requirement of getting rid of his Tzaraas, cutting off all his hair. But he's a Nazir. And a Nazir can't touch the hair of his head. Comes along the Torah, writes Roshai, and says, cut it off.
It also says Zikana.
Again, what Rabbi Eliezer does with Zikana, we'll worry about. Zikana might, he cuts off his beard. Doesn't have to be Batar, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Again, hold a second. Rabbi Eliezer, nobody's erasing the Pasuk. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Zikana doesn't teach me anything, because he might be cutting up his beard with a tweezer. And that's also an Isser, going to Rabbi Eliezer. And the Torah says that Mitzaira is allowed to cut off his beard with a tweezer. You don't see tar, you see tweezer. You see, any way. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer says that it's also for Matari to cut off his beard in any way that the Hashkasta, even a tweezer or a plane. So Skane doesn't tell me tar. It tells me that a Matari can go. Yes, it does, because it says a Nazir can cut off his hair. And a Nazir is only also to do it how? Matar. Right? A Nazir. If the Torah had to write a pasuk to allow another to cut off his hair when he's a Matzairah, how is he doing it?
Oh,
that's the problem. We're not getting there yet. The Torah called my viewer in his usher. Okay, yeah, we'll get, Akasha is Akasha, but let's not, right? Zog to Gemara. Yochel av Nazir Matzairah Kane. Talmud Leiman Reichshai. So it says, Reichshai. Now, right. Now, Mamat, Dilma Leilam, look at, let's do Rush. Zog to Rush, Rabbi Eliezer, my time of making all of the Kalakas Matar Batar. The Miskanai, Leimatsi Lameilav. He can't learn it out from Skanai. Dash Chosin Zok and Shaykhav Bishar Mavirin. Because that applies, Queen Trouble Azar, even by other mavirim, right? Say my Talmud Lomer, Ma'ariv the Sibim Tzera Kol Sa'ar, right? Right. Even since it says Kol Sa'ar, right? Ma'hu Tzich Lefaret Reishai. Why did it have to say Reishai? Yochel Abenazim Tzera Leigaleich Reishai. Talmud Lomer Reishai. Now the Rush right away asks the question. Now, one thing is clear from this Gemara before we move on. Is that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shar Mavirim is not Eivir by Nazir. Because if Shar Mavirim were Eivir by Nazir, you would have no Raya. Remember, we had a whole discussion. Is the Isra of Nazir only Tar or anything that goes close? We learned till now, anything that goes close. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's only Tar. Therefore, if the Torah told a Mitzaira, even though he's a Nazir, that he's allowed to violate the Isser Nazir, he must be using a tar. That's what the Gemara is saying. But you have to say that Blazer holds that the Isser Nazir is only a tar, not like the Gemara before that included other things. We're going to start this Gemara from Blazer again on Monday morning. Everybody have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.